It's muffed. A year we have to talk about, honestly. This is the Bengals 2025 season in review. Muffed. 76% best in football. The Bengals turned red zone trips into touchdowns at the highest rate in the entire league and still finished 6-11. Here's how Joe Burrow's midseason injury rerouted the year in the one number on defense that explains everything that went wrong. 6-11, missed the playoffs, fourth in the AFC non-playoff pecking order. For a team built around Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, this was the year Cincinnati got muffed by the side of the ball they couldn't fix. The team level split is wild. The offense finished at -8.9 total expected points added. League average, 19th, fine. The defense, +134.4 expected points added allowed. And on defense, you want that number deeply negative. So +134 is a 5-alarm fire. 29th in the league, 13th percentile. The offense itself was boomer bust in the truest sense. 45 on the Dolphins, 37 on the Cardinals, 42 in a shootout loss to the Bears, but also 3 points in Denver, 10 in Minnesota, and a 0-point home shutout against Baltimore in week 15. The one steady thing all year was third down, 45.4%, fifth in the league, 88th percentile. They moved the chains, they just couldn't stop anybody.
Now let's talk about the passing offense. Cincinnati threw it 680 times for -18.2 total passing expected points added, 24th in the league, 28th percentile. 249 yards a game through the air, 36 passing touchdowns, but 24 offensive turnovers. And that's the story. This was a two quarterback season that played out exactly the way you'd fear. And after week 10, the math collapsed. Same Ja'Marr Chase throughout, 125 catches, 1,412 yards, 32% target share, a true number one. The week 14 loss in Buffalo is the snapshot. Burrow throws a short right to Chase at the Bills 33, Cincinnati up 3 in the fourth. Christian Benford jumps it, 63 yards the other way, touchdown, game over. That one play swung expected points by more than 10. The passing offense wasn't muffed by talent, it was muffed by who was throwing it.
Now let's dig into the rushing offense and the quiet bright spot of the year. +7 total rushing expected points added, 7th in the league, 81st percentile, a top 10 run game by efficiency. But the volume number gets weird, 4.2 yards per carry, 29th in the league, 13th percentile, 93 rushing yards a game. How do you square top 10 efficiency with bottom 5 yards per carry? Chase Brown, 232 carries, 1,019 yards, 4.4 a clip, 6 rushing touchdowns, and 78.3 rushing yards over expected, meaning he produced 78 yards more than an average back would have on the same carries against the same fronts. He carried the unit, steady floor week to week, and a real reason Cincinnati was the best red zone team in football. Next up, the pass defense, where the season died. Cincinnati allowed +94.0 expected points added through the air. And remember, on defense, you want that number deeply negative, so +94 is catastrophic. 13th percentile, 33 passing touchdowns surrendered, 4,175 passing yards, 245 a game, 35 sacks, 25th in the league. The one thing that kept this unit from being historically bad, 21 takeaways, 13 interceptions, and 8 fumble recoveries, 66th percentile, actually above league average. But the per play number tells you the truth, +0.16 expected points added allowed every dropback. That's not a unit that takes the ball away enough to outrun the damage. They got muffed every Sunday, and the run defense was somehow worse on a percentile basis. Cincinnati allowed +40.3 expected points added on the ground, 13th percentile, same as the pass defense, 2,517 rushing yards allowed, 148 a game, 18 rushing touchdowns surrendered, 0.09 expected points added allowed per carry. Opponents ran on this defense and it worked every week. No game by game lift, no stretch where the front got right, a flat line bad. The rule was 3.5 yards a pop, the chains moving, another long touchdown drive on the scoreboard, fix the front 7 and you have a playoff team, don't and you have another 6-11.
Muffed!
Season MVP is Ja'Marr Chase and it's not close, 125 catches for 1,412 yards and 8 touchdowns on a 32% target share. The one constant through a two quarterback nightmare. The thing that has to change is the defense, full stop. plus 134.4 expected points added, allowed, and 13th percentile marks against both the pass and the run mean this isn't a one position fix. The entire unit has to come up, and the field goal kicking, 25 of 28, 89%, 19th percentile, quietly cost them a couple games too.
That's the Bengals 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Bengals feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muffed.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.